Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, beloved listeners. I hope you are having fun wherever you are, whatever you are doing, and just ready to flow with us in divine river of love, joy, peace, and compassion for the next 1 hour and get yourself charged up to have fun and mingle with ascended masters and archangels and just keep yourself charged up. I realize we all have challenges. We all have daily challenges, challenges every second of the day. Many different things occur, many different opportunities out there for us to just remember to take advantage of our unique connection with divine through our heart and ask for support, ask for help. And by doing that, we just get more and more opportunity as time goes by to keep ourselves charged up, find the golden nugget in every experience. Sometimes it's hard to envision that for ourselves. Sometimes it's hard to find that golden nugget in the challenge. I realize that. We're all in the same situation. That's why we are here. That's why we are in our physical body experiencing life, experiencing how to balance our ego and survival with our intellect and advancement and our heart and soul. And as we do that, it's like graduating from one class, entering to another class, and as we graduate and learn what we are supposed to learn, what we are meant to learn from every one of these experiences, at the end of the day, at the end of the moment in time that we have just learned something new from every experience that occurs for us, we may have that aha moment. The moment that say, oh my goodness, that was so challenging, but I made it. I did it. And it's so important to acknowledge, to give that credit to ourselves, to just encourage ourselves, to just give ourselves an atta boy or atta girl, or tap ourselves in the back, in the shoulder, give ourselves an internal hug, squeeze ourselves, compliment ourselves for what we accomplished. Now, of course, if there are cases where the challenge is just so difficult that we feel no matter what we are doing, there's still more and more coming our way, it's okay. We just take credit for every opportunity, every occasion. Even if it's a drop of credit, it's better than blaming ourselves, better than feel guilty. Of course, if we blame ourselves, if we feel guilty, it's okay, because we can even use those opportunities for ourselves to get up, shake, and move on. Because divine is not judging us. Divine is not trying to hurt us. Divine is not here trying to punish us. So when we go through those punishments, when we go through those situations where different feelings, different thoughts arise from fear, and we are, through our emotions, through our thoughts, somewhat blaming ourselves, feeling guilty, punishing ourselves, thinking that everything in our surrounding has ganged up against us to hurt us or to lower us, then at that moment is such opportunity that we just say, divine archangels, ascended masters, I just need some rest. I'm just going to lay back here for a few moments, open my heart, and fall into your lap. And help me, support me, help me learn at my own level the knowledge that I need, the love that I need, the right master who can help me, the right angel who can help me and guide me so I can overcome this challenge. So, you know, sometimes we may go uphill. As we go uphill, it's hard. We run out of breath. We feel pain in our muscles. We feel pain everywhere in our body. Our thought is under pressure. Our emotions are under pressure. As we are doing that, as we are going that uphill, if you just think how amazing this opportunity is and how amazing we are who has chosen based on our plan this time of life, this era to be present on earth, to be present in our body and contribute to ourselves, contribute to our environment. If you are listening to this program, you are open about learning about energy. You are open about opening your heart. And you just want some methods to practice. And that's why we are here. Healing Pack sole purpose is to help every one of us, every one of our wonderful listeners throughout the globe with tips, with hints, with methods, practical methods instead of theoretical methods, how we can remind one another, remind each other, and keep ourselves charged up. Are there challenges? Absolutely. Do they happen all the time? Absolutely. We have to acknowledge that. We have to acknowledge that there are challenges. The challenges may come our way every second of the day. Either we being directly impacted by us or a beloved person around us, family member, friend, colleague, partner may be influenced by those challenges and that naturally affects us. And as we experience that, there is a solution. There is a way that we can approach it where at the same time when we learn about this challenge, we are charged up. We are most optimized to overcome the challenge. And that is the trick, to find that for ourselves. Of course, we can give you some tips. We can tell you about the essence of these. But at the end of the day, 24/7, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, we are in divine. And divine is always with us. In our heart, in our mind, in our ego, in our physical body, in our emotional body, in our thought body, always ready to help and support us. We just have to remember to ask for that support. And many, many ascended masters, many, many archangels, many, many ancestors line up. Volume is astonishing. It's not one or two. It could be thousands and thousands. It could be millions and millions of energetic vibration who line up. But at the same time, they respect our free will. They respect our power of choice. They will not intrude unless we ask for it. And when we ask for it, they support us to their best ability, knowing that at the end of the day, at the end of the moment, it's still our connection with divine, our free will is what is guiding us. So if you want to find those miracles, look no further. Just look at yourself. Just look at your thought. Just look at your emotions. Just look at your body. You are indeed that miracle. And that's the beauty of life. I'm also excited to announce that tomorrow in beautiful San Diego, particularly Rancho Santa Fe in California, we have a 2 hour healing session. It's called Energy Healing and Me. We would love to have you with us. It starts at 10 a.m. And if you like to get some information, if you like to join us, if you happen to be in the vicinity, which you can drive and join us, you can just send us an email, help@healingpack.org, H-E-L-P at healingpack, healingpack.org, or you can call us. You can call us at 1-720-432-5411. Again, either send us an email, help@healingpack.org, or call us. Area code 720-432-5411. Today's program is all about what we've been talking about so far. How we can magnify our vibration and how we can be present at a vibrational site that gives us the opportunity to magnify our vibration. So when we sit in meditation state of being present in love, joy, peace, and compassion, it magnifies. And in the past, we have introduced many vibrational sites. I'll just briefly mention them. Temple of Masters, where ascended masters from all cultures, all philosophy, all religions, all background are working together for the love of helping and supporting every being who is present in the universes, which means just about everything. There is no limitation here. There is no judgment here. Divine loves us all, human, plants, animal kingdom, water mass, life in water mass, four elements, earth, air, fire, and water, weather system. Communication on Earth, balance of life on Earth, if you go outside of Earth, solar system, many, many stars throughout the galaxies, many, many planets orbiting around each star, many, many moons orbiting around each planet, and so on and so forth. We are all beings. and divine treat all of us with love, with joy, with peace, with compassion, and it's ready, always ready, at all times to help us, to support us. The other one we talked about is Temple of Angels, where our wonderful angelic beings are present in Temple of Angels, and we can always connect with them, we can always mingle with them, have fun with them, ask for their presence. Temple of Knowledge, where the entire knowledge of Divine is present in Temple of Knowledge, and every one of us have the opportunity to access that knowledge. Of course, we can access it, and we learn it according to our own level of learning. So, Divine, just like a loving parent, like a loving coach, would never overwhelm us with knowledge, because we have to be able to absorb the knowledge. We have to have the ability to learn step at a time, because we have certain limitation, and that limitation is either being present in our body, or even if we are not present in our body, we are still an energetic being, we still have the challenge of learning, gaining access to knowledge incrementally. And of course, Tree of Life, where every one of us, every being throughout the universes is present like branches, like leaves on Tree of Life. And we are being nourished through the Tree of Life with love and compassion, which is constantly being broadcast throughout the universe through being present on Tree of Life. And today we are going to cover a vibrational site that we refer to it as Diamond. And if you have looked at our logo, where it's two upside down pyramid intersecting one another, what you notice is in the center of those two pyramids, there exists a diamond, or we also refer to it as communication portal. And the purpose of the diamond is for out-of-body beings, ascended masters, archangels, ancestors, and many other wonderful beings who happen to be out-of-body, to become present in the diamond, to access information on Earth, or provide information to beings living on Earth, like you and I. So you can, that's why we also refer to it as a communication portal, because it's like, if I may say, like this podcast, where we are on a phone, we are in a teleconference session, many people can dial in to the same number, and we can all talk to one another as we are present in that conference. So these technologies have already been developed by us, and of course whatever technology that we are able to develop is a reflection of a technology that already exists in Divine Intelligence. It already exists in the Temple of Knowledge, and we gain access to it as time goes by, and such technology becomes readily available to us, providing that our intention is a heartful intention. Our intention is a good intention. So, if you ever want to have a more intense experience during your meditation state of being present in love, joy, peace, and compassion, or when you do some kind of meditation, some form of meditation, either sitting meditation, quiet meditation, Tai Chi, Qigong, yoga, other methods of meditation, or just walking meditation, running meditation, playing some kind of sports. All these you can really consider them to be a form of meditation, providing that as we are doing these, we maintain ourselves as much as possible in that state of love, joy, peace, and compassion. So if you want to intensify that experience, the way we do it is be present in the diamond or the communication portal. The another analogy I can bring for you is like going to a concert. If the singer wants to sing their song and they happen not to have a microphone and they happen to not to have access to some amplifier or speaker, and they have so many thousand fans who have showed up at the concert, they will have a heck of a hard time to sing and everybody hear it. So what do? Well, they take advantage of technology, and that technology is having amplifiers, having speakers, having microphone, and singing through the microphone. So what does the microphone does? What does it do? It just magnifies the sound. So you can essentially consider the diamond or the communication portal to do the same thing. When we are present there and we set our intention to be present there, because it's a vibration, and merely by setting our intention to be present there, we are dialing the number. We are asking to be present in that vibrational site, the diamond, the communication portal. As we are present there, then it intensifies our experience when we are present in that meditation state of love, joy, peace, and compassion. Whatever form appeals to us, let it be. And when can we do it? Just about any time throughout the day. It's like having a cell phone with us that we call our friends, call our colleagues, call our partner, call anybody we want, throughout the day, throughout the night, by having their phone number. In this case, you and I are that bio cell phone. Divine has given us everything we need that we can use to our advantage in order to magnify, to intensify our experiences. We just have to be aware of what we are practicing. Are we practicing being present in a state of love, joy, peace, and compassion? Are we practicing being in a state of, fear, anger, envy, jealousy, so on and so forth? And even if you are practicing being present in some kind of fear-based emotion, like anger, like jealousy, or other type of fear-based, lack of confidence, lack of security, it's absolutely okay. We should not say, oh my God, I have so much fear in me, I have so much anger in me, so it's time to punish myself. No, that's not how it works. We acknowledge our state, and we just set a plan, take small steps at a time to transform that anger, to transform that jealousy, to transform that lack of security, to transform that lack of confidence to a more elevated state, so we are less angry, we experience jealousy less number of times, we develop our confidence, we develop our security for ourselves, because every one of us are a wonderful being, we are a loving being, and divine loves to help, to assist every one of us. So it's so important when we think all channels are exhausted, there's no way that we can get support and help from anyone, it's time to refer to our heart, ask for support, because that support is always there, 24/7. It may be at times hard for us to experience it, at times hard for us to believe that such a support is there, and we can gain access to such a support in such a simple way, but rest assured it's always there. So how do we become present in the diamond? It's just by setting our intention. We say, Divine, I like to be present in the diamond. I like to be present in the communication portal while I'm doing this work. Whatever that work may be, it doesn't matter. It could be brushing our teeth, running, jogging, eating, cooking, driving, going to work, getting stuck in traffic, being in the meeting, being at a party. It doesn't really matter what we do during the day when we want to be present in the diamond, because it magnifies, it intensifies our experience. The other one that I bring up, and we are going to practice both of them, is the what we refer to it as crown. And crown is a present to humanity that it was mentioned about it in some of the old scripts, you know, as far as a few thousand years ago. And essentially, its purpose to help us to have a more clear communication with the angelic realm. Now, again, crown is a vibration. And how do we get access to it? Same as being present in the diamond. It's just a vibration, so we set our intention. We become aware of you and I having our crown, wearing our crown. If it resonates with you to consider that you have a cap, or you have a bracelet, or you have a necklace, or it's something that you're wearing over your head, or it's in your pocket, it doesn't really matter because it's formless. It's just a vibration. But our awareness of having it is what's important. Our awareness of using it to have a more clear communication with the angelic realm is what is important for us to remember. It's a gift from Archangel Metatron to humanity. It's a gift from the angelic realm to humanity. Of course, the first time when we do our meditation, as always, it's a guided meditation, when we are present in the diamond. If it's your first time being present in the diamond, you can ask from the bottom of your heart, with your own vocabulary, with your own language, however you wish to do that, for your gift from Archangel Metatron. And your gift shall be granted by Archangel Metatron and the angelic realm, because it's a present. But how often you are aware of it throughout the day and night, how often you are using it, it's all up to you. It's like saying, oh, I can give you a cell phone and I hand you a cell phone and you look at it, say, oh, thank you very much, but I'm just going to put it aside in a drawer and never look at it again. Or I'm just going to use it once a day, or I'm going to use it a few times a day, or I'm going to have it with me at all times, 24/7, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and use it at all times. And that, again, is based on our free will, based on our power of choice. So when we ask for that present, when that present is readily given to us, like, you know, a present that we may get from any of our friends or colleagues, we have a choice on how often we use that. So you can consider the crown to be the same. So now that we talked about the diamond, now that we talked about the crown, let's practice this meditation technique, being present in the diamond, and ask for the crown, since it's our first time that we are being present in the diamond, from Archangel Metatron, from the bottom of our heart, and see what type of experience we have during our meditation. So close your eyes, and if you are at a place, at a situation that you are not able to close your eyes, that's okay also. If you are right now online with us live, or you are listening to the archive version of this program, it doesn't matter. It's still going to work. So just close your eyes. Become aware of your breath. And imagine with every inhale, with every exhale, we are synchronizing, we are tuning our breath with a quality of the breath that has the essence of love, joy, peace, and compassion. So imagine with every inhale, you are breathing in love, joy, peace, and compassion, nourishing ourselves, our heart, every cell in our body, every organ in our body, every emotion as it arises, every thought as it arises, with that essence of love, joy, peace, and compassion. And with every exhale, we are doing the same thing. Now we set our intention. You may change these phrases as you wish, to any language, to any vocabulary that is heartfelt to you. I set my intention to be the same as divine intention. God, divine, collective consciousness, self, I'm your child, living on earth, serving you and I. Please allow love, joy, peace, and compassion gush through my heart. And I filter every thought, every emotion, and every physical challenge through the lens of love, joy, peace, and compassion. Now that we said it, it's time to practice it. As different physical challenges arise while you are being present in that meditation state of love, joy, peace, and compassion, while you are in certain form, either walking, or laying down, or standing, or sitting, or maybe doing some movements that resonate with you, just welcome any thought as it arises. Welcome any emotion as it arises. Welcome any physical challenge that you may have. And instead of getting frustrated by them, getting upset by them, denying them, just bring them to your state of love, joy, peace, and compassion. Just nourish them. Feed them. Hug them from the bottom of your heart. Love them from the bottom of your heart. Instead of judging them. If thought of other people arise, people who you love, people who have hurt you, doesn't matter. Right now, you've set your mind, you've set your intention to practice being present in love, joy, peace, and compassion. So that's the practice ground. The only way to practice it is to apply. Now, in your own language, in your own vocabulary, from whoever you like to request, set your intention to be present in the diamond, in the communication portal, where such a state of being present in the diamond, such a state of being present in communication portal, translates to intensifying, magnifying your experience during this meditation, healing, channeling activity that happens in the diamond. If the thought of one of your ancestors arises as you are doing this, rest assured that they are present with you at this moment of time, that their thought arose in your heart. They are being present with you in the diamond. If the thought of a of an ascended master or the thought of an archangel arise, rest assured that they are present with you in the diamond. It's so important to recognize that when we are synchronizing ourselves, when we are tuning ourselves, being present in that state of love, joy, peace, and compassion, and different sensations arise within us, the presence of some out-of-body beings, either ancestors or ascended masters or archangels, we are not tripping. We are not in a state of illusion. They are with us. That's what magnifying our energy means. Now, if it's your first time being present in the diamond, now that you've set your intention asking for being present in the diamond from the bottom of your heart, whatever posture you are in, you can ask for your present, for your gift from Archangel Metatron. However you ask, it's up to you. This is between you and Archangel Metatron, who loves to give you that present. So however you wish to ask from Archangel Metatron for your present, for the crown, however you wish to wear that crown, how often you wish to wear it, how often you wish to have it with you, it is all up to you. So you can just ask Archangel Metatron for your gift, for your present, the crown. If you choose to wear it on your head, or if you choose to wear it on your fingers, or wrist, or neck, or toe, or ankle, wherever. It's all up to you. You just have to be aware of it as time goes by, that you have it on you. You are having more clear communication with the angelic realm. That awareness develops our confidence. That awareness develops our security, that our unique connection is here, is with us. We can always use it. And because all these wonderful beings who are out of body are not limited by weight, by mass, they can immediately be present with us, helping us, supporting us, no matter how challenging the situation may be. Now, as you are focusing on your breath and going into a deeper meditation state of flowing in love, joy, peace and compassion, mingling with your ancestors, with ascended masters, with archangels, being present in the diamond, being aware of your crown. Just have some fun and enjoy charging yourself up. God requests for healing energy for all of our wonderful, loving listeners who are listening to this program live, or they are listening to the archived version of this program on internet while they are being present in the diamond, while they are aware of their crown. Being present in the diamond to intensify their experience of resonating, synchronizing, tuning their channels with the channel of love, joy, peace and compassion, while they are aware of their crown and they are wearing it. Request for healing energy for every one of our listeners. Request for participation. From many wonderful, beautiful ascended masters who are resident in Temple of Masters. Request for participation from many wonderful, beautiful angels and archangels from Temple of Angels. Request for presence of the proper knowledge for every one of us so we can further learn and gain the proper knowledge of helping ourselves, supporting ourselves, loving ourselves, accelerating our expansion while we are present in divine, either in body or out of body. I request for presence, participation of Tree of Life so we can nourish ourselves with love and compassion as much as we wish to do so. Of course, request for assistance from Archangel Metatron, Archangel Gabriel, Archangel Raphael, Archangel Uriel during this healing session. thankful to yourself for taking the time to just have some fun charging yourself up, nourishing yourself, loving yourself, maintaining yourself in a state of love, joy, peace, and compassion, being present with many wonderful ancestors, many wonderful ascended masters, many wonderful archangels, whose job is just to serve and to provide the support we need as we are present in our physical body, so we can be the best we are. And we can stay charged up, continue loving ourselves, treating our body, our emotions, our thoughts with love and compassion. Have a wonderful time being present in the diamond whenever you wish to be there, and enjoy your crown. Love you all, and hope to have you with us again in our next session. Be good, have fun, and enjoy your life.